بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Shah Jahan, the king of India, very just, fair play to one and all Muslims and non-Muslims, a couplet just flowed through his tongue. Dure ablak kase kam dida bud. A pearl, black and white pearl, is very, 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 very visible. That was the couplet. Now, a couplet is incomplete. You have to have the first line, and you have to have the second line. He only got the first line and he couldn't get it complete. Dure ablak kase kam dida bud. Black and white pearl is very rarely visible. Anyway, the word went out. This is what happened. The king is after completing this. So some princess sitting somewhere in another country, she found the answer to it. Because if you say the first part, then you must support it. First part, the second line must be supporting the first line. And if you said Dure Ablak Kase Kam Dida Bud, a black and white pearl is very, very seldom seen, then complete it. Like in Arabic they say, وَلَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَلَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ. So the poet is speaking about his favorite person. وَلَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ. He says, you aren't of them, though you reside amongst them. But you're not of them. You're a class of your own. If you say this, then you must support it. Something that is real, something that is visible. So then, the poet then supports it. It says, فَإِنَّ الْمِسْكَ بَعْضُ دَمِ الْغَزَالِ. Now, musk is a distinct thing, right? But its origin is what? Its origin is blood. It was blood transformed into musk. So now he's supporting that first line that he gave, he's supporting with the second line. فَإِنَّ الْمِسْكَ بَعْدُ دَمِ الْغَزَالِ. That musk is also from the blood of a ghazal, of a deer. So he supported it. Now, the king recited this poetry and he can't find an answer to it. So the word has gone out, some other princess now, she was applying surma to her eyes. And when you apply surma to your eyes, then some tear drops. Some things in life is unexplainable, you can't explain it. Like someone tickles you, you'll get tickled, right? But tickle yourself 100 times, you don't feel anything. What's the reason? Can you explain that? You're applying surma, right? You will see your tongue lolling out. Now, why does it loll out? Allah knows. What that happened? Is it defect? So now she's applying surma, and the tear just dropped. So the tear will be mixed white and black. So she got it. She says, magar ashke bhuta, magar ashke bhuta surma alud. So this Persian is a language of fire, fires you up. Right. So she says now, magar ashke bhuta surma alud. The tear of the beloved mixed with surma. What? The tear of, so see that first line came, dure ablak kase kam didabud. And a black and white pearl is very rarely seen. Magar ashke bhuta surma alud. But the tea of the beloved, when it's mixed with surma. Now the king was fascinated. Hey, who said this? Whose words are these? I need to see the person. You hear the Quran, then look into it. Think about it. You know one verse. You know the meaning of one verse, right? One is those verses that pertain to laws, etc. Then you need a lot of knowledge for that. You can't just take it and extract rules from it. Right? Because sometimes there are other verses, other ahadith that are connected to it. Like for example, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَىٰ. Charities and zakat are for the poor. Now, how do you know who is the poor person and which poor person is eligible for your zakat? So now the hadith will come and tell you, and other verses of Quran Sharif will tell you who is a poor person from the wealthy person. So you can't just define that this person is a poor person and therefore he's eligible to your zakat. It can be your mother, for example, she's need, can you give her zakat? You can't just give it to anybody and everybody. So you have to. But now, the ayats that are about the qudrat, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, Jannat and Jahannam, that we should be thinking about. What about the qabr? What about the Jannat? What about Jahannam? And what about the loneliness? What about the fear? What about the fear and the loneliness of the grave? So these ayats are supposed to be thinking. We hear the verse, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You try and enumerate the favors of Allah Ta'ala, you can't. It's a favor within a favor, a favor within a favor. See, you try and work out one morsel, right? Hey, so tasty. Everything in it, man. It's got the spice, it's got the salt, it's got the texture, it's got the looks, it's got everything. Now you look at it from one dimension, but you considered that it was enjoyable because Allah Ta'ala gave you the ability to taste. Say for example, you didn't have the ability to taste, then? So you see there's a favor within a favor. You can't, you try, you can't enumerate the favors of Allah Ta'ala. I know people came here, they lost their taste completely. They lost the smell, they can't smell, nor can they taste. So there's something to eat to live, but absolutely gone, the taste is gone. So in the favor of Allah Ta'ala, within the favor is a favor. Within love is love. You'll find a deeper level of love within love. But then just think about it. Right. Then, see, you got the food is tasty, then you got the ability to taste. But then it doesn't stop there. Not just the ability to taste. But then the third requirement is that you must be in a good frame of mind. you must be unhappy and a good frame of mind for that food to be enjoyed. See, for example, it's good food, you have the taste, but your father's janazah is there. Will you enjoy that food? The food is good, you can taste, you haven't lost your taste, but it's your father's janazah is there. Can you enjoy? You see, so a gift within a gift. So it's Allah Pak's love within love. Love within love. But if you only could think about the love of Allah Ta'ala, look at one dimension, one aspect of His love, and you'll see the depths of it. And then when you think about it in that way, then there's an attachment. And you want to know now, what will be more loving to Allah Ta'ala? What will be more pleasing to Allah? You don't want to stop at any point. Allah Pak loves this, and what more? How much I do it? Like you see our families, right? And they want to spoil you. What don't they do? Hey, but this my hubby, he likes this one. This chutney, it must be like this, you know. And it must be presented like that. He will like it like that. What they don't do, just to catch your attention. So similarly, can't we now just think about Allah Pak, look within a rose, like look at the beauty, right? Look at the petals and how it's covered up. Right? Look at a nightingale. Look at a beautiful parrot. The smell, the colors, the song of the parrot, that bird. Right? You see, Allah Pak, it's so beautiful, so beautiful. You know, but Allah Pak is the creator of all love. He is the creator of all beauty. Everything is in Him. So all the beauty that you see around Him, that's the reflection of His beauty. Then what Allah Pak will be? So, now this poetry is composed, Dure Ablak, Kase Kam Didabud. And Magar Ashke Bhuta Surma Alud. Now the king says, I must see the person who recited this couplet. I must get the person. So the poetess is Mahrun Nisa. So Mahrun Nisa got to know this from her father, Shah Jahan. Shah Jahan is saying, say more poetry and people want to see you. But he knows that his daughter is very, very modest, right? She don't want to be seen by the public and all that. She's extremely modest. See this modesty. Modesty, what it requires. It is the king of the time, and the king of the time wants to see this princess, and she is adamant, no, I'm a woman. I'm not public property that everyone must see me. Public property everybody sees. They're running around the streets and halls, malls and everything else. That's public property. I'm not a public property. I am private. I am for my parents and for my husband to be, inshallah. Not for the public to go and view and enjoy. So she is distressed now. Father is teasing her. Yeah, or a shark hole. When you see more poetry, and you see people looking at you. Want to look at you. So she says to her father, don't worry, I'll reply to this. I'll reply to this. So she sends another poetry. She says, Makhfi manam chu bue gul dar barge gul. Makhfi manam chu bue gul dar barge gul. Harche didan mel darad dar kalame man bi. This is, I am concealed like the fragrance of the rose within the petals of the rose. How beautiful, eh? I am concealed like the fragrance of the rose within the petals. See that? How beautiful is that? And if anybody wants to see me, then he must see me within my words. Makhfi manam chu bua gul dar barke gul. I am concealed like the fragrance within the petals of the rose. Similarly, now you want to see me, look at me within my words. Like the fragrance, can you see the fragrance straight? Can't see it. It's concealed within the petals. So I am concealed within my words. You want to see me, you see my words. So that's a message to us from Allah Ta'ala, that you want to see Allah Ta'ala, right? You see His favor, you see His compassion, His love, in all what He's doing, right? So much of compassion, so much of love, right? Just imagine now, you kept Rosa, right? And you're at home, right? One of the big nights, maybe Muharram or something, and you came home. So the wife must spoil you, eh? The samosas are there, and other treats are there, ice cream comes in, and some desserts, and all that comes in, right? Right. So you're getting a treat, eh? You're getting a treat, right? Now, who inspired your wife to show you that love? Who inspired your beloved wife to show you this type of love? It was from Allah Ta'ala. So how beautiful is Allah Ta'ala? That though the dunya mal'oonun, the dunya is a cursed thing, but yet Allah wants to please you. You stayed hungry for the whole day for my sake, let me just spoil you today. The whole day, whereas it is not an ihsan that you have done to Allah Ta'ala. What you have done is for your own good. But then His love is such that you take one step and He comes running towards you. That is His love. If you analyze the thing, Allah doesn't benefit. You keep roza or eat namaz. Is it to his benefit, not to His gain? Man jahada fa innama yujahidu li nafsi. You are striving, you are exerting yourself, you exhaust your efforts. It's for your own good, not to Him. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala is totally independent, it's free of all needs, He doesn't need you. It's for your own good. But then, you see the unique love of Allah Ta'ala, strange. He just likes His creation. That you do something and how much He's showing. So, now, if you want to see Allah Ta'ala, that where must you find Him? You'll find Him within the pages of the Quran. You'll find Him within the words of the Quran. So you're looking at it, thinking again. Again you're looking at it. Again you're talking to yourself. Allah Pak, it's your words. Allah Pak, these are your words. Allah Pak, these are your words. See, you talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you recite all alone. Got the Quran Sharif before you. Allah Pak, these are your words. These are your words. See that love and respect. In one town in India, there was a janaza. So, India had a massive Muslim population. Right? It's over 200 million Muslim population. That means three times South African population. That's the Muslim population of India. Maybe even more than 200 million. So now they've got a janaza there. And there's nobody to perform the janaza namaz. One Muslim working in some type of a government department, he was passing through that same village and he saw that the janaza is there and nobody to lead the namaz. So he knew the basic masail. He said, go on to al-maktab, so he knew the basic things. So he said, alright, I'll join in and help out. That's a Muslim. Muslim is, what can I do? Let me do what I can do. Little bit I can do, let me do it. I don't want name and I don't want recognition. But whatever I can do, let me do it. So he joined performed the namaz, accompanied the bier to the Qabristan, lowered the body, and now he returned to his office, his position, to realize, hey, some of the very important documents that is needed today, I preserved these documents today, I've lost them. I was thinking, hey, what could have happened? Then it struck him that, you know, you you went into the grave to lower the body, and perhaps you just forgot it there. So he spoke to the village people, they unearthed the grave. Hey, they saw that this body here, it's amongst jahils, right? Because they don't know Deen. It's fragrant as ever, there's musk coming out. The body is looking so beautiful, you know, like a bridegroom. How is dressed up? He's putting one attar, another attar, covering his beard again and again. Look at the beard 101 times. Sometimes the children, when they're combing the hair, I look at the mirror at home. One time, second time. So I have to remind them, the mirror won't make you more beautiful, please. Beauty you got, that's the beauty. So that groom is doing so much. Hey, he's looking like a groom, he's looking like. The fragrance, the beauty, the aroma, it's too much, man. But officer, he feels that, hey, you know, if these people were not around, I would have just left in the grave. It was so captivating. So captivating. Anyway, he got his paper, the document was lying somewhere there, he got it out, covered the grave. But they want to know about what this man was doing. They are all jahils, ignorant people. So what was he doing to deserve this type of reward? Then they realized that this man was a jahil, he didn't know. But he would come from work, bathe himself nicely, open the Quran Sharif, you know, that big Quran Sharif, and apply his finger, Allah Pak, these are your words, Allah Pak, these are your beautiful words. Allah Pak, these are your beautiful words. At least 1 hour in the day you do it. With tears swelling in his eyes, with love and respect for the Quran Sharif. And I say, if man can appreciate, then how much more appreciative is Allah Ta'ala? If you appreciate, someone did something for you, you think Allah Pak doesn't appreciate. Allah Pak is the most appreciative. This Quran Sharif must value it. The only way you can do this thing here, you know, to do it with love, is leave these phones away. See, when it's time for Talim, whether we're doing it in the masjid, we're doing it at home, Zikr, Talim, etc., Durood Sharif, then there must be no other occupation, no phone at that time, no food at that time, no chewing gum, nothing at that time. Leave everything at that time, just dedicate yourself to that Talim. Whatever you're doing, the kitab is being read, whether it's Fazaila, Durood Sharif, or Fazaila, Namaz, whatever is being decided, just listen to it completely, purely. You don't know how Allah will bless you. This love Allah Pak really appreciates. What love you're showing me, what attention you're showing me, Allah Pak appreciates. As the Shaykh Hamza says that initially when I used to teach hadith, then I used to have a pond in my mouth. Until one of Azmur Gangway Ramtai's Mureedin, he was there once in the dars. So he says, Mawla Zakariya Sahib, I don't stop you from eating pan, but at the time that you're teaching the Mubarak words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then leave the pan out. He says, but him telling me this, I just left it out straight away. Never again I thought of eating pan whilst I'm teaching it. So whilst we're listening to the Durood Sharif or that Fazail or whatever, there's no talking, nothing at that time. No eating, no talking, nothing. Just let us focus at that what's being done at that time. So you see, you want to see Allah Ta'ala, then you see Him within His words. The beauty of His words, how it's composed, what words are they, right? And how is He talking to us? And what love He's got for us that He took all the time to talk to us. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amunu. He's talking to us, He's talking to me. My Rabb, my Allah Ta'ala, the creator of the universe, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of Jannat and Jahannam, and He's talking to me, the King of all kings, He's talking to me. Of all people, Allah loves me so much. So you look at the Quran, you see a different meaning, you see a different perspective. Allah tawfiq nasib.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka ash-shukru kullu, wa laka al-mulku kullu, wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kullu. Subhanaka la nufsi sana'an alayk, anta kama asnayta ala nufsik. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسقط عنا بعده أبدا. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. اللهم إنك عفو رحيم كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. O Bari Tala, forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, forgive our sins, O Allah. O Allah, we have wasted our entire life in disobeying you, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, we don't know how many moments, how many days, how many minutes or hours we have left you, O Allah. O Allah, for the remainder of our life, O Allah, take us in your obedience, O Allah. O Allah, nazar e karam farma hamari taraf, O Allah, and pull us towards your obedience, O Allah. O Allah, let us make up for the life that we have wasted behind, O Allah. O Allah, hamare kaam bana de, O Allah. O Allah, we have wasted our life, O Allah. O Allah, we have disobeyed you, O Allah. O Allah, horizon of favors we have enjoyed at your hands, O Allah. But we have been turned, O Allah, been disloyal, dishonest, O Allah, unappreciative to you, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, take charge of our future, O Allah. O Allah, give us the tawfiq, O Allah, to obey you, O Allah. O Allah, to do works of your pleasure, O Allah. O Allah, tie our hands, tie our bodies, tie our energies, O Allah, in your obedience, O Allah. O Allah, take us in your obedience, O Allah. O Allah, let us find pleasure only in that, O Allah. O Allah, one is what is our heart wants to do, O Allah. But you give us the tawfiq to do the need of the time, O Allah. Wherever your pleasure lies, O Allah, give us that opportunity and give us the strength and the tawfiq to take that opportunity and embrace it, O Allah. And accept us, O Allah, for that opportunity, O Allah. Wherever the need of the time is, O Allah. O Allah, let us not waste our future, O Allah. We don't know how much of it is left, O Allah. We don't know what time span, O Allah. O Allah, you take charge of it, O Allah. And let it be used in a profitable manner for our akhirat, O Allah. O Allah, show mercy upon us, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, our parents, forgive them, O Allah. Our household, our families, the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. Forgive them, O Allah. Forgive us all, O Allah. O Allah, grant us afiyat in every respect, O Allah. Those of whom our parents have passed on, O Allah. O Allah, overlook all their weaknesses, O Allah. O Allah, and post them into the highest ranks of Jannah, O Allah. O Allah, we are pleading on their behalf, O Allah. O Allah, overlook their weaknesses, whatever it may have been, O Allah. Forgive them, O Allah, and grant them the highest ranks in Jannah, O Allah. O Allah, their son upon us was too great, O Allah. O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, you reward them on our behalf, O Allah. O Allah, whoever from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, is enjoying the comforts of the akhirat, O Allah. O Allah, increase their comforts, O Allah. Whoever of them are not enjoying any comforts, O Allah, bless them with the comforts of the akhirat, O Allah. O Allah, whoever of them, O Allah, are being punished, O Allah. Forgive them, O Allah. Forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, we're pleading on their behalf, O Allah. Forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, grant them salvation, O Allah. O Allah, you have nothing to lose, O Allah. No one can question you, Allah. If you declare their forgiveness tonight, O Allah, you will make our Nabi so happy, O Allah. O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, you made it happen, O Allah, for the loose woman, O Allah. You made it happen for the person from the Bani Israel who have murdered 100 people, O Allah. Make it happen for them, O Allah. O Allah, there was never a moment, O Allah, where you let us down. You always bestowed us and granted us more than what we anticipated, O Allah. O Allah, forgive them, O Allah. Grant them salvation, O Allah. Grant them Jannah, O Allah. We're pleading on their behalf, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us and forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, our asatidah ikram, our mashayikh, the musannifeen of the kitabs, O Allah, whoever may have been directly, indirectly instrumental in us learning one harf to Allah, O Allah, you honor them, O Allah. O Allah, you grant them afiyat in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, you forgive them, O Allah, and reward them and bless them in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, those of them who have passed on, O Allah, fill their qabars up with noor, O Allah. Grant them the highest ranks in Jannah, O Allah. O Allah, you reward them on our behalf, O Allah. O Allah, you be pleased with them, O Allah. O Allah, our household, O Allah. Give us the tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to bring about the sunnah alive in every corner, every moment of our lives, O Allah. O Allah, kamil sunnat ki kamil ittiba naseeb farma, O Allah. Aur isi par hamari maut aa jaye, O Allah. O Allah, bless us, O Allah. O Allah, create a disgust and a dislike and a hatred for any other way, O Allah. Let there be no place in our hearts for any other way but the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. O Allah, you can make it beloved to us, O Allah. O Allah, make the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the only way and the most beloved way to us, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with that sunnat, O Allah. O Allah, the fabric of haya has left the ummah, O Allah, has left our homes, O Allah. We are responsible for it, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, restore the fabric of haya, O Allah, back into our homes, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. Bring about modesty and haya back into our homes, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us for having neglected and tearing this fabric of haya, O Allah. Do forgive us, O Allah. We have wronged ourselves, O Allah. O Allah, don't take us to account, O Allah. Give us the tawfiq and hidayat to restore this, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, qabr is a reality, O Allah. Maut is a reality, O Allah. O Allah, bless us at the moment of our death, O Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut. Allahumma barik li fil maut. O Allah, bless us at the time of maut, O Allah. O Allah, at the time when it's time for us to cross over from this world into the hereafter, O Allah, set our hearts alight with your love, O Allah. O Allah, set our hearts up with your light, O love, O Allah. O Allah, bless us at that moment, O Allah. O Allah, make it the best of moments, O Allah. Make it such that we are pleased and you are deeply pleased with us, O Allah. You are anxious to meet us, O Allah, and we are anxious to meet you, O Allah. O Allah, at that time, O Allah, you see us right, O Allah. O Allah, help us at that moment, O Allah. We are scared of that moment, O Allah. We heard so much of it, O Allah. We are scared of it, O Allah. O Allah, but you are always there for us, O Allah. Be there for us at that moment, O Allah. Ey Malik, kabar ki wahshat se hum ghabra gaye, O Allah. Kabar ki khaufnak manzar se hum ghabra gaye, O Allah. What are we going to do in that pit, O Allah? O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, be there with us, O Allah. O Allah, be there with us, O Allah. Support us, O Allah. O Allah, there wasn't a dark moment any time, O Allah. You are always there for us, O Allah. Be there for us in the qabr, in the akhirat as well, O Allah. O Allah. O Allah, support us, O Allah. Exempt us from the reckoning and interrogation of the qabr, O Allah. Who will question you if you declare us to be exempted from that examination, O Allah? Exempt us from the interrogation of the qabr, the interrogation of Qiyamah, O Allah. No one can question you, Allah. O Allah, no one can question you, Allah. We are your spoiled servants, O Allah. You spoiled us in this world, O Allah. You favored us in every respect. Oh Allah, there to see us through, oh Allah. See us through, oh Allah. We have nothing to present before you. Absolutely nothing, oh Allah. We have nothing besides carrying the hope that you are merciful, oh Allah. And you will see us through, oh Allah. See us through, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Forgive our families, oh Allah. Forgive the entire ummah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those of us who you have accepted to be ustads and teachers of any students of ours, oh Allah, bless all our students, oh Allah. Bless them with izzat, afiyat, ilm and amar, umar, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept them for the khidmat of your deen right until their last breaths and their progeny as well, oh Allah. Oh Allah, be pleased with them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, take work from them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide them, oh Allah, and save them from all types of fitna, oh Allah. And bless us and them with afiyat in every respect, oh Allah. Oh Allah, those that are ailing and sick, oh Allah, especially our beloved Ustad Malana Harun, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant them all shifa, oh Allah. Grant them afia in every respect, oh Allah. Let it be a cleansing process for them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let it be a means of them gaining the highest ranks in Jannah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you keep them steadfast, oh Allah. Oh Allah, and grant them afia in every respect, oh Allah. Be there for them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, don't let us be deprived in this month of Ramadan, oh Allah. Oh Allah, don't let this month pass by and we are unforgiven, oh Allah. Oh Allah, declare our forgiveness, oh Allah. Whoever, oh Allah, we may have wronged and hurt their feelings to the slightest, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give them the tawfiq and hidayat to forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whoever may have hurt us, oh Allah, we wholeheartedly forgive them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless us and bless them in every respect, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you be pleased with us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, many of us have needs, oh Allah. You know our needs, oh Allah. You have always granted us more than what we anticipate, oh Allah. Bless us, oh Allah. Bless us, oh Allah, and fulfill all our needs, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you see us through, oh Allah. Oh Allah, this time, oh Allah, we can see this fitna that is going on, oh Allah. This is happening on account of my sins, oh Allah. This is happening on account of my wrong, oh Allah, that the masjids are locked, oh Allah. We are thrown out of the masjid, oh Allah. We are deprived. Oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah. Forgive me and forgive whoever else is responsible for this, oh Allah. Oh Allah, open the masjid, oh Allah. Open the houses of Allah. Open your houses, oh Allah. Where will we go, oh Allah? What is a Muslim's life without a masjid, oh Allah? Oh Allah, open your houses for us, oh Allah. We promise, oh Allah, we won't do the wrong again, oh Allah. Guide us, oh Allah. Give us the strength to conform, oh Allah. And save us from doing that which will lead to our masjids being taken away from us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we're pleading, oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. We have made a mistake, oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. And let all these marakis, masjid, masajid, maktabs, hankas, all be restored again. And oh Allah, open it and let it continue in a manner that is a million times better than what it was, oh Allah. Oh Allah, no one can come in your way if you declare, oh Allah, for these masjids to be open, oh Allah. Oh Allah, and if this is a conspiracy from your enemies, oh Allah, oh Allah, then let their conspiracy fail miserably, oh Allah, with a lot of disgrace, oh Allah, and open your house, oh Allah, for us, oh Allah. Let their conspiracy fail, oh Allah, make them nakam, oh Allah, make them unsuccessful in what they are doing, oh Allah. Oh Allah, and open your house for us, oh Allah. We cannot live without this, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Forgive us, oh Allah, with the barakat of this month, oh Allah. With the barakat of these pious people here, oh Allah. Forgive me and forgive us, oh Allah. And open your house for us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us afiyat in every respect, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you be pleased with us, oh Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على روح سيدنا محمد في الأرواح وصل على قبر سيدنا محمد في القبور وصل على جسد سيدنا محمد في الأجساد وصلى الله على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمته.